I'm Dick Haig, reading from my forthcoming book of poems, Beast, River, Drunk Men, Garden, Burst, and Light. This poem is from the Light section, and it is in a sequence of poems about physics as it is seen in high school. And the dialogue in the poem is between a physics teacher and an English teacher, both of whom will go nameless, but one of the physics teacher is Mr. M, and the English teacher is Mr. H. Mr. M and Mr. H talk over lunch. Mr. M allows us how the other night he required his AP physics students to take their books to the poetry reading at Caldy's Coffee House. Mr. H says he thought he'd felt something strange there. He'd hypothesized at the time low barometric pressure and high humidity. Now I see it was a kind of friction, he says, set up between the laws of physics and the freedom of poetry. No problem there, Mr. M says. As you well know yourself, the laws of physics may be suspended in the vicinity of the poem. True enough, Mr. H says. But there is always residual noise caused by the presence of physics, which mutters constants to itself, even on the cosmic scale. It is over this background noise that poetry has to raise its voice. H and M fall silent, mulling the poetry of the very moment, its obedience to the laws that predict that something, given time, will happen. And it does. Outside, over the DeSales Lane sidewalk, a squirrel, ungrounded, as if leaping across the sky, travels surely and unharmed along the rain-slicked vector of a power line. An event, they agree, very like a poem. I'm Dick Haig for Around Cincinnati.